World Turtle Day is being celebrated, or some say celebrated, today to raise awareness about the status of turtles. Ozarks at Largest Jacqueline Froelich spoke with a herpetologist, someone who specializes in the study of reptiles and amphibians, to learn more about an abundance of turtles in Arkansas, and she has this report.
I'm Corey Roberts, and I teach physical science and biology at Rogers High School. And I am a herp enthusiast, and I run the Herps of Arkansas website.
The online Herps of Arkansas is the go-to source to learn about the 119 reptiles and amphibian species that inhabit Arkansas, including turtles.
Arkansas has 16 species of wild native turtles, and the vast majority of those are aquatic type, although many times they'll transverse land and they'll move from one body of water to another. The two terrestrial turtles we have are both a type of box turtle.
The common three-toed box turtle is the one we see ambling in our yards and woodlands.
That you might see commonly crossing the road. They might even come into your yard and, you know, eat some of the foliage. They might eat some of the clover. They like mushrooms.
One more is the less common ornate box turtle.
Kind of specializes in prairie habitat, and as we develop in Arkansas, we don't have a lot of that kind of habitat remaining, but that's where you would find ornate box turtles. They need kind of open native grassland areas.
The rest of our Arkansas turtles are aquatic.
Some are what you might think of as like a basking turtle, where they're going to spend a lot of time on logs or rocks or the bank and heat up in the sun. And then they'll go off in the water to forage for a variety of food and prey. They're omnivores.
So your southern map turtle, northern map turtle, southern painted turtle, and your red-eared sliders. Remember popular pet store items back in the 1960s?
And these are really common native aquatic turtles that live in Arkansas, but they've been because they're pretty numerous, they've been a turtle that has also been collected for the pet trade quite a bit, and they're actually in many places they're an invasive species that has been transported and released in different waters where they are not native, and they actually can outcompete others.
There are also aquatic bottom-crawling turtles in Arkansas.
And these are your musk and mud turtles that are going to be crawling and foraging on the bottom for just maybe even dead stuff or whatever they can find. They're not too picky about what they eat.
2 years ago, Arkansas Game and Fish Commission was petitioned by the Center for Biological Diversity, headquartered in Tucson, requesting a ban on commercial wild turtle trapping, a practice which is dwindling around this state. Florida and Alabama have long banned commercial turtle trapping. Georgia and Mississippi limit harvests, as do New York, Nevada, and Iowa. Early last year, Missouri banned commercial turtle trapping, as did Texas. More than 1.3 million turtles were harvested in Arkansas for the pet trade or as exotic food over the past 15 years. Arkansas Game and Fish enforced new rules late last year to prevent turtle population depletion, but has not yet instituted a ban. But wild turtle harvests on the Ozarks and Ouachita Highlands has been illegal for decades. Now, harvesting snapping turtles for food is an Arkansas tradition not widely practiced. Robert says the large prehistoric-looking species can be found in large lakes, agricultural ponds, rivers, and creeks. They prefer slow-moving water with plenty of vegetation and muddy bottoms.
One is a common snapping turtle. One's an alligator snapping turtle. And many people think that snapping turtles may be harmful to maybe a fish population in their ponds. But for the most part, they actually eat a lot of vegetation and smaller fish and smaller prey. So we also have smooth, soft-shell turtles, which are really highly aquatic in their form. They're really streamlined and fast swimmers, and they might bury up in sand, and they have a kind of a skin coating or a skin covering of their shell, and they're really fast and really unique in their features.
Robert says World Turtle Day was established to educate the public that turtles are in trouble.
In many places in the world, particularly in Asia and places in Africa, turtles have been highly over-harvested for food, for the pet trade, for traditional medicines, mostly in Asian markets. And so many turtle species have gone extinct through those practices. Habitat loss is always a big contributor that we have to consider. And so they're really in trouble in many parts of the world, and they're really unique and I think worth saving a day for and honoring.
You can see and learn a lot more about Arkansas turtle distribution, habits, habitats, life history, and conservation on Corey Roberts' website, Herps of Arkansas, where you can also follow fascinating discussion forums. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.